Bill, you ever dive down into Death Valley on a woman?
I have.
Well, if you talk to the average teenager of today and you ask them what it is about
pop culture
that they like, and the first thing they'll say is the beat.
Get yourself addicted.
Welcome into the Pop Culture Pile Driver. Get addicted to the content. I am Jason Rossi. You can be follow along all social media platforms at Jason D. Rossi. No, you don't have to pay for my tweets. You barely even look at them anyways. And you can follow this here program over at the Pop Culture PD. We are not the police. We just can't fit Pop Culture Pile Driver in the entire freaking Twitter handle, and you don't want that because we want as much characters when you tell us how bad our podcast is. And if you hit that follow button, you'll instantly have your scene, season three scene in Harley Quinn erased. With me, as always, my tag team partner here in the podcast sphere. He can be followed along all social media platforms at BillyD2411, including his OnlyFans, which right now is discounted for June. It's the hot summer times, so all you have to do is put in Billy's Hot Buns with a Z, Billy's Hot Buns, to get his exclusive camera below the belt, bottomless, for just $2.99 per month. You have to subscribe for a year. It's an annual contract. $2.99, Billy's bottomless camera, hashtag, or promo code Billy's Hot Buns. He is Billy D. What's going on, man?
Hello. Yeah. It's warm in here, so, that's a good thing.
Of course, getting hot in here right now.
Yeah. So take off all your clothes. A sneak peek. That might be on a list for somebody today. But, I would say that wasn't even a cold open. That was a hot open. That was warm. That got me under the collar, and I'm not even wearing a collar.
Only if it's reciprocated. If you haven't, the reason that came up is there's this news of a cartoon. I had to ask because I haven't dug deep enough. Is this the cartoon you guys watched, that Harley Quinn cartoon?
It's a different. No, of course it's that one. It's the one me, Fryer, and Goo did a Facebook special on.
I loved it. I thought it was great. I have yet to watch it, but I didn't know there was three seasons. Was it two seasons?
Two seasons. This was the third coming out, and they would do edgy stuff. And I think you could kind of write around this anyways because she is a cat, so you could probably get some innuendo in there on her going, him going down on a cat. Anyways, they did it in the, Goo from Mac and Goo posted a clip of the penguin scene from Batman. Just the pussy I've been looking for. But it does have that feel. It wouldn't have felt out of place. It wouldn't have felt weird. The thing that feels the most out of place is them coming out and saying superheroes don't do that. Well, I mean, I don't know. Go talk to Eminem, because if I'm going to be your Superman, I feel like that's part of the job.
First of all, superheroes don't do that. I'm pretty sure there's a whole series of them, their kits. I don't know much. I'm not a scientist, Bill, but I believe to have children, superheroes have to do that.
Well, I mean, it's more about a specific act rather than just having sex. But
superheroes don't do that. Superheroes, listen, call up some of the most happy women in the world. Those are the superheroes. They don't wear capes, Bill. They sometimes put on their bibs. But anywho, that's the deal there. So some funny things going on in the world these days, Bill. Wild place. Things are opening up. Things are looking better and better as we go along. As you know, you can subscribe to this podcast. If you're watching us live on YouTube, you can hit a subscribe button there. You're watching us over on Twitter, or you're just listening to us through the old-fashioned podcast apps. We are now available on almost every single podcast app you can find a podcast. Just got submitted through iHeartRadio, so we can
iHeartRadio.
We can do our little jingle sing now. Waiting on those bastards over at Audacy. I don't even know what the name of the company is.
Audacity?
No, Audacity is the free program.
I know, yeah.
Audacy is the one that pays certain people in the DSG, and I won't say anything bad about them because I don't really am not in the mood, and I don't know that ownership. Anywho, but you can subscribe there. 5-star review would be huge. I'm actually going to announce this today, Bill. I'm going to push it because you can. If you are seeing me, I'm bald. I shaved my head for Kids with Cancer. The past few days on Mutual Territory, the old Dream Stream with DraftKings, we've raised over $1,200.
Holy moly.
And you know how? Smashing the like button. So here we go. For the month, what's today's date? June 15th. Between June 15th in July 15th. We currently have, Bill, I'm going to have to look this up, whoever leaves a review, you can re-review, by the way. So anything new that comes through between June 15th and July 15th, we're going to donate money through Frank Says Hi to the One Mission for Buds Off with Kids with Cancer. So all you have to do is subscribe to this podcast and leave a 5-star review. Bill, I might need you to clip this part, so get ready. So if you leave a review for the Pop Culture Pile Driver in the iTunes store, 5-star review, and you do so in the next month, every single time someone leaves a 5-star review, we will donate $5. By we, I mean me. I don't give a crap between this and Francis. We're going to raise some serious, hopefully raise some serious money. Hey, if we get 3 reviews, $15 they didn't have before, get 20 reviews, math quick, $100. $100 going to a nonprofit organization helping those in need, and they do specific needs, Bill. So if you donate $10, it's a parking pass for the family who has to go in and out of, you know, Children's Hospital, all these places that you're dealing with, and all the small you know, bills that you don't even think about when dealing with a horrific, horrific disease like cancer. So we're doing our best to do that. So any 5-star review left for the Pop Culture Pile Drive, you could have reviewed us 2 years ago. You resubmit it, it shows, boom, back in action. That's $5 going to the One Mission. So,
and you know what? Now it's another $5 because I'll do it too.
So Billy will match. So the PCP boys doing their part. So $10 for every 5-star review. That is some acquisition in the new days of, like, you know, products. You ever watch Shark Tank? It's like, how much does it help you? How much does it cost you to acquire a customer? Well, for us, $10, but we ain't taking the money. We're giving it to the kids, baby. So, Miller, much appreciated. My looks, very insecure, but hey, the hairline's still intact, Bill.
Dude, the hairline, I would legitimately murder for that hairline. Not an innocent man, but if there was a guy in death row and they were like, you can get your hair back if you take care of him for us, I'd do it. I'd probably do it.
We'll get him. Today's topic, we are in the mood to give you guys, like, we're kind of battling each other, but at the end of the day, we're just giving you some badass tracks if you listen to, as the summer is going to kick off before the next time we're live together. So summer starts, I believe it's June 21st, recording here on the 15th. So we are going to put together our summer songs playlist battle here. So I have a bunch of songs here. I have a feeling we're going to overlap each other. So I think it's going to be who gets to it first with a few. I have some wild cards I know you aren't touching. I have a feeling this is how this is going to go. I'm going to pick some old schools. You're going to pick some, like, random ones of, like, 2021, like 2015, 2021. So I think there'll be a few classics maybe we overlap on. We'll find out, but that's kind of the format of what we'll do here. But Bill, when you were, like, thinking of, like, summer songs, what was your, like, mindset going into picking these songs?
So I have a few that are standards that I'll play in the shower when I feel like summer has officially started. And I've already played those because it feels like summer has started, even though we're, you know, what, 6-7 days away? I don't know exactly. June 21st, the first day of spring, according to George Costanza. springtime, birds blooming. It's just like a song that makes you feel good, but also kind of has, I don't know, just like that sunshine vibe, you know, like I got a pocket full of sunshine. I don't like that song, but like songs like that, I didn't have too many ones that had like sun or hot or summertime. There's a couple that are on the nose. I think you have to have that. But for the most part, you just put it on and it feels like, you know, summer.
Yeah. And like this, we are going to probably do another one of these. We get towards the July 4th, we do have a little bit of a rundown of a schedule now. So I'll be honest, I had this whole idea of weeks back, Bill, we have to know everything by Sunday. We put everything together. And then it's like Billy texts me because I'm an idiot and I forget about the show. But this week we went summer songs because, hey, it's a banger. Two things before we get to our list. One, first and foremost, very important. I specifically suck at Mario Kart.
Oh my God, dude, we are terrible. I'm slightly better than you. I'm glad I wasn't last. But that dude, Pete is out. You know what, though? That is one of the most baller moves. If you don't know what we're talking about, the DSG held a Dork Mario Kart Invitational, first ever, hopefully many more. And you know what I did say? I bought an actual controller.
Did you get the pro controller?
It sucks. I'm going to have to get another one because this one's terrible, but it does make a huge difference. Also, I didn't know there were brakes in Mario Kart. I was just going straight gas, homie.
I'm the same way. I play this game, beat my nephews, beat all these, and then I realized what an embarrassment I am at Mario Kart. There's a clip out there if you follow us at Pop Culture PD that Billy put together that literally is perfect. It was featuring REM Stand. It was a great video. You can check it out. Follow us at Pop Culture PD.
We stink. Pete came in probably with 17th
race, Bill. He came in the 17th race.
And then seven races. More. Yeah.
I had 16 races worth of points. He beat me.
What was the highest you placed in an individual race?
Fourth in the last one.
Okay. I placed, but people were kind of letting you get up there.
I hope so. I don't care. I'll take all pity. I will admit it. Let me lap like the kid in that, like you put the tee back out after the coaches are pitching. Like I'm okay. So,
this is how bad I was in every other race. There was the Excite Bike Mania track, which was my favorite track, finished second. And then there was another track where I finished third. And that tells you how bad I was in every other race. Cause that gives you like 15 points. So like me and you wound up with like 76 and 74 respectively. So that tells you how much we suck.
We're bad. And you know what I was going to say?
It was a barrel of glass.
I had an absolute blast. I have a bad feeling that I ate up way too much of that mic time. Cause people afterwards were like, how many people are on there? All I heard was you and like two other dudes.
Probably me. Cause I kept talking.
Well, there was a bunch, but I was just like frustrated the whole time.
But when you're in the zone, like the race, I was in second in most of the race. I wasn't really talking because I was focusing. When you're in 11th, you're just like, fuck it.
Let me bring something to the table. But Shout out to the whole DSG, including John Anderson, Pete, that absolute coward piece of trash. Our guy, who dipped again? Why am I losing his name?
That was Shime's friend who was the ringer anyways.
Yeah, he was another ringer, but it was cool. Looks like we're either going to be doing Mario Party or Mario Golf upcoming in the next few weeks. So you can stay tuned to follow, make sure our Twitcher, Arvon D, will be hosting that. And shout out to Shine for making that all work. I was bad, though. And the other thing is rave reviews. I got a lot of good feedback from Reddit and some other places about our super bad review from last week, Bill.
Oh, it was super good, not to sound too corny, but and that guy, Tommy Freeze Pops, I got to work a game with this guy. I've yet to meet him, but he seems like the man. So he liked the review. You know, I can't believe you didn't give it an 11 out of 11 because it does define our coming of age. But what are you going to do?
You do the best you can. You do what you got to do. And that's just how it goes, Bill. But today we are doing a summer song battle. So, Bill, I'm going to allow you to go first. We're going to go 11 back and forth. We'll wrap it up by giving you our whole list for you guys just to bounce and jig and get really bad burns all summer long.
Okay. So this is the song that I play, you know, to start my summer when I feel like summer is officially started. I remember doing this starting probably in high school, late high school, probably 11th grade. I would get in the shower, probably before going out for the night, basically either to like Town Line or Square One Mall, check out the ladies because I never got around, but Tupac, I Get Around, to me is one of the all-time best summertime songs. And usually we pick this in the order, but I think since this is going to be a competitive list, so we can just pick them and then you can order them however you want on your actual playlist. But to me, this song signifies summer. If you watch the music video, it's got the same exact feel. It's Tupac. You know, it's one of the famous memes of him, like hands up, dancing around the pool. It's got the Digital Underground in there. Shout out Shock G, pick of the pod. So it's just an all-time feel-good song. And, you know, what's better than summertime chasing a bunch of ladies?
Honestly, Bill, nothing. Nothing's better than that. Good times. A little nostalgia there. For me, I'll go kind of the same way. A song that always got me started for the summer as a kid, even today. Like, I know, like, today could be the last day of class for a lot of people. So I go to the classic. This guy, you know the name, you know the look. But, like, what songs does he have? And I don't start going, oh, he has all these songs. I know he has a ton of songs. When it comes to the fame of this man, this name, this is the song. So, like I said, whether you're a kid and you're getting all pumped for the end of this school year or you're a parent one day and you're like, oh, my God, my kid's going to be around. The song stands the test of time every time we hit June. It is Alice Cooper's School's Out. It's the summer kickoff song for all ages, good or bad. There's nothing that makes me feel that kickoff to the summer vibe or like you're leaving work on a Friday around like this coming Friday. Blast that puppy.
Yeah, I figured you would go a lot of rock and I would go a lot of, you know, hip hop. Yeah, I zig when you zag, I rock when you roll. But It's a great song, and I think it's a great scene in Scream, if I'm not mistaken.
Incredible scene, yeah. That when they're leaving and all the guys bumping, it has like a, it looks like the Say Anything scene. He's holding up the.
It's fantastic. It's a great song for a horror movie, and that always kind of has the summertime feel. They're all, you know, I Know What You Did Last Summer. They usually take place in a summerscape, so that's a great one. Kind of shocked you picked a good song. But for me, this one goes out to all the fellas trying to do what those ladies tell us. Get shot down because you're overzealous. Play hard to get. Females get jealous. It's Young MC, Bust a Move. If you ever watch Scrubs, there's also Old MC, whose advice is always just bust a move. Again, I think it just encapsulates summer on the beach. You know, everything you got is yours and not stolen. Chick walks by, wish she can flex her, but you're standing on the wall like you was Poindexter. It's just got so many great lines. He was also a great celebrity, like not Surreal Life, but he was on like the Biggest Loser for their version of that.
He was on Biggest Loser. I think he was on some of those like I Love the 90s, I Love the 80s and those.
He's definitely a one-hit wonder, but this is one of the best hits of that era.
Yeah.
And he was a stud back in the day. I remember one time, actually, because I didn't understand the lyrics, I told my dad to hang himself with a celibate rope jokingly. And my parents were like, you don't know what the word celibate means, do you? And I was like, nope.
That's what they took out of that, not telling your dad to hang himself?
No, it was like in a back and forth, like flippant type of thing. It wasn't like serious or anything.
No, I'm still. Like, I remember the time I used the term nymphomaniac in front of my sister, and she's like, yeah, you don't never say that again. Because it was whatever song Snoop Dogg had at the time, and you said that, it's like something about being a nymphomaniac. And I'm like, yeah, nymphomaniac. And she's like, don't you dare say that. I'm like, oh, crap, is this a bad word? Do I not understand? But anywho, I know, good pick there. Another great. Yeah, song kicks, you know, gives you that vibe, gives you the good vibe. That could be any time, but summer even better. For me, Bill, I'm going on the nose here. One of the best of all time, The Beatles. I'm sorry. This song literally would play so often with me in these mornings as you get to this time where, like, it's 65 in the morning and it's beautiful as things clear up. Don't care what anybody says. Here Comes the Sun. Cliche, dull. You say what you want. George Harrison's a beast. Hit this one. It's a classic. I think it is the perfect summer morning song. Get ready. You know you're going to have an awesome day, hopefully filled with some friends, food, some adult beverages, if that's what you're into. And you play this thing because it just sets such a positive vibe for your summer day.
It really does. I mean, you can't go wrong with The Beatles. I figured this would be one of your picks for sure. I'm sure you got some Bruce coming. I might even have a Bruce song on here as well. But I'm going to go a little bit on the nose here just to follow you. A newer song, it was only a two-release type deal from the great Childish Gambino. He had two about summer, and I think everybody likes the other summertime song that he did because it had a cool music video. But to me, Summertime Magic, it has that like steel drum feel to it. It's probably one of my favorite, you know, on-the-nose summer songs that's ever been. Every time I hear this song, I blare it no matter what time of year, but it's obviously perfect in the summer. And yep. I've seen him perform live twice. Actually, he was my first ever solo concert. Bought two tickets, person backed out last second that couldn't go. And he has a lot of good summery vibes, but I feel like this one is just perfectly on the nose. It's basically, you know, saying a girl reminds him so much of summertime because it's such a good feeling. So it's a perfect song.
I absolutely dig it, dude. Absolute jam. It's a jam. It's a good feel good here. To bounce off of yours, Bill, my third, I'm actually
going to kickflip, if you will.
There you go. I'm going to, kickflip, switch it and reverse it here. I'm going to go with something that I actually called you out on from last time, and you absolutely smoked me on basically all these. Not that the votes matter. It's all about giving the people the song. You're going to be me probably regardless. But this is the one time I say, you know what? Have at it. So I've been talking about early summer. This is just a song that you play. It's a little corny, but there's something about if you have like a couple friends over, you're just sitting outside, you're at a friend that, you know, you're all just chilling around, throwing on a little Grease, Bill, Summer Nights.
Oh, summer. I mean, nights. It's just such good sing-along music. Any of the songs from Grease. I mean, those are like, I picked, you know, I think You're the One That I Want, and this is the other one. Yep. And, you know, again, on the nose, but, you know, Grease is... Is it my favorite musical? It's either that or Rent. Maybe we can do musicals one day. But it's a hell of a lot of fun. And as our guy Wes points out, I don't have a lot of yacht rock in my stable.
Because you know what? We do have something coming up. This is a teaser for it. We're going to be doing a barbecue playlist for the 4th. So I'm saving a lot of that stuff for that point, but I do get it. And I will say right now that Summer Nights is just perfect because it's a reminiscent song. It's a song like if it's the end of the night, say you just had a beach day with the pals, the fam, wherever you were with, and then you're listening to that towards like that dusk, that now that beautiful dusk that we finally hit here in the New England area where it's actually like nice until about right about 8 o'clock. And that's only going to get a little bit deeper as we get to the end of June. It's just a nice song to cap the day, whether you're, like I said, like you're just doing the nightcap with the buddies, your friends and family, the ladies, wherever you be with. Good way to
Oh, absolutely. All right. So now I'm in a little bit of a pickle because I just did the list and I figured I would pick it based on feel and like how you're picking. So right now I'm going to go a little bit of curveball. I went mostly hip hop early on, but now I'm going to go B-52s and not the Love Shack, but Rome.
Rome, what a tune.
If you want to, I mean, of course. I just think this has such a summery vibe to it. It's a lot of fun just to put on. The B-52s are great. They don't have a lot of, what's his name? If you see a painted side at the side of the road in this one. But it's just I hear a call. It's a great way to start a song. I think it's a perfect summer jam to kind of just, you know, chill at the beach too, get the boombox out. And if you throw that on, nobody around you is going to get upset.
No, beef, and this is, like you said, it's the actual highlight of the two female artists in the band. I believe it's Kate Pearson and Cindy something. But they, you know, absolute great tune here. Didn't see this one coming because I'll be honest, I'm just going to take, we can kind of double down. I had Rock Lobster on my list, Bill.
Oh, that's a good one.
I said this is the absolute most nonsensical, ridiculous song, but it just gives me that summer vibe. It's just like,
definitely.
It kind of has like a Hawaii, like hang 10, almost like a wipeout-ish kind of vibe to it.
We were at the beach.
Yeah, that's what, yeah.
Everyone had matching towels. I think it's one of the best Family Guy skits as well.
Dude, without a doubt, it's a fun song. So both B-52s there, and neither one of us go Love Shack, because to me, Love Shack's a different type of song. Love Shack could be played legit.
That's a wedding song for me. And like a road trippy song.
Could be played on Christmas and you're getting into it. But I agree with both. Great. Just shows the power of the B-52s. Both of us having them on the list. Different. I thought for sure you were about to say Rock Lobster.
And you went no. To me, that was a little too on the nose. Also, like, my love of Family Guy has trailed in the days. Yeah. I have one here. Actually, I'll need our guy, Wes, who hopefully is still in the chat, to tell me if this is Yacht Rock. Because I don't know necessarily if it is, but I'm going to go Looking Glass. Brandy, you're a fine girl.
100%.
That's Yacht Rock?
That's like the Yacht Rock song, I feel like.
Okay.
But Yacht Rock's just basically if you wear white shorts and you wear like a colored shirt like I am, that's a polo, and you have a yacht. It's just privileged. It's privileged.
Privileged. Okay.
But yeah, what a jam.
It's a fantastic – I think it's, you know, it's featured. I try to also stay away from songs that were featured in the Guardians of the Galaxy because I think that's one of the most perfectly composed playlists. Both movies. But, you know, every time they hit one of those – it always hits just the right spot, and this is a great karaoke song. It's a great summertime song. It's just a perfect summertime feel.
I've told you, it's on the list of the few songs my dad absolutely hates, and I don't get it.
It's the age he was at when it was released, guaranteed. It's got to be like Nickelback to people that we know.
Yeah, still, I'm not down with that. I think it's a coward move. And every time he's like, oh, this song, because we used to go on all these baseball trips, and that song would come on. I'm like, here we go. He's like, oh, yeah, that song sucks. This is stupid. I'm like, song's so much fun. Like, I just smile ear to ear the entire time. And as Wes says, you don't even own a boat.
I once got called out for wearing boat shoes. It's like, well, you don't own a boat.
I'm sorry, and I'm going to keep it on the nose here, Bill, because you have to. If people are going to play, like, if they're going to put these two together, maybe that's what you can do this time. Instead of trying to, like, we talk about always making separate lists on Spotify, we just put the 22 in there, and people have at it. You cannot have this time of year. You talked about hip-hop. It's summertime, Bill. DJ Jazzy Jeff, Fresh Prince, how do you not? How do you not have it in there?
So this might actually win you the only one of these votes you'll ever win, because I was staying away from this one because it's too on the nose for me. You know, this is how we do it. You know, probably be if we do a wedding face off, I would pick that there because honestly, Dork has revived it for me. But this is everyone knows it. You know, all of the lyrics are so relatable and iconic. You know, you go to the mall to get you a fresh set. How many times have you, like, I don't know, maybe I'm just like the insecure person that I am. I will go to the mall to pick out an outfit for a big event in the summer.
That is you.
That's me. Okay. But also, it's Will Smith, though.
Well, listen, more importantly with this one, there is not a song that makes you feel like you just, it's the greatest day ever when you hear Summertime by Will Smith, DJ Jazzy Jeff. It's also a crossover song. I think older generation, younger generation, kids now will probably be like a TikTok hit in the next like 2 weeks, which now I'm starting to understand like reels on Instagram.
Yeah.
Like songs that like I'm like, oh, that song's a jam from like 10 years ago is getting like repopulated because there's like a 2 second line that can have a girl do like a weird dance to.
Dude, that's how I found about Rasputin, brought back from TikToks. But this is one of the all time great songs, just in general. You know, 2 miles an hour, so everybody sees you. There's an air of love and of happiness. This is the, what is it, the new definition of summer madness. It's just such a nicely written summertime song, very relatable. And like it you could feel the lyrics. And, and it's also one of those music videos that is iconic as well. This one, I've never seen the music video. They're actually more famous for their song that is the theme song of Cops.
Oh, what a pull.
But to me, this is another one of those when we hear it, I instantly think of like being on the beach. It's Sweat by Inner Circle. A la 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 long, 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 long. And you, honestly, most of these summertime jams are about women and, you know, or, you know, getting with your significant other at the time. And to me, this one has that reggae feel, has that beach vibe. I tried to work in Bob Marley, still may work in a Bob Marley song here, but I feel like this covers my reggae-ish vibe for the playlist. And I think this, I don't know if enough people will know it by seeing the name of it, but when you hear it, you know it.
Oh, dude, absolutely. La, 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 la. Come on. Yeah, dude, I feel it. That's another one. It's a great song. You know, like you said, if it's you're going for a ride, even if you're going to work and it's just a beautiful day out, that's a perfect song to just throw on. Get the arm tan going from one side of your car. Gotta love it there. Good pick by Bill. Hey, see, we definitely went different directions, but since you brought up that reggaeton vibe, I'll take one in that somewhat genre, the alternative reggae, the blend. There's no one that puts it together better, put it in a blender, turn it together with Doing Time, Summertime, Sublime. Like, I could not look myself in the mirror, which it's hard to do anyways right now, but like
it looked fantastic. I mean, people are like, you, the hairline's on point. In 2 days it'll be you'll look like a kid from Malden with a fresh fade.
It's a beard, I think, is the weirder part. It was an all-time high there. But with that being said, Sublime is the summer band, like rock alternative.
Really is.
Of the 90s, like that is, you could just put their whole discography. Like, I'm a huge Bad Fish. That's my favorite Sublime song. I was going to go there because that feels like the end of, like, you're on the beach at the end of the night.
And a great cover band. We should go see them at some point if they're still doing stuff.
Everyone's starting to do stuff again. I wouldn't be surprised. Sublime with Rome, whoever. But no, I do. I've seen Bad Fish. Good. There is something oddly fascinating about cover bands.
There is, especially when they're a dedicated cover band like they are. Yeah. I've never seen them, but I've heard they're really good. And you're right, Sublime definitely has that summertime feel. I always remember, like, that's a band my parents would tolerate, even though you know, they had some provocative lyrics in the day. I think it's just
G.I. Joe Grip. Your mom really loved that lyric, I'm sure.
Oh yeah. She probably didn't know what that meant. Yeah. But it just has that summertime feel, and I do specifically vividly remember listening to Sublime in my parents', you know, giant Mercury Grand Marquis that I think you weren't friends with me at the time when I was driving that thing around. Maybe. But it's just a summertime feel. Now, yeah. I have some tough choices for my next one. Yeah. I got like 90 songs that I picked. I want to get some new school in there. I definitely want to still get some old school. I'm going to go, you know, kind of probably mid-2000s, late-2000s. Yeah. But I don't think I've put her on a playlist yet. She is my girl, one of my all-time favorite songs. It's Party in the USA, Miley Cyrus. Because I got my hands up saying that song. The Butterflies Fly Away. Nod my head like, yeah. I always want to do this karaoke and either sing the song karaoke or be the hype man behind somebody singing the song karaoke.
Yeah, it just heads like yeah.
you know, and the Jay-Z song was on Jigga Man, just something like that. But it is really a fun summertime song. Again, it's a song you can play at any time, but I really feel like it would hit at like a beach party.
Oh, dude, no, I feel you there. And it's another great vibes. You want like a topless Jeep? We're cranking that puppy, letting it all hang out. No, fun song there. Good call from you. I have a couple here. I need to make sure I don't think you're going to take any of these. So I'm going to feel safe enough. Do I go with this? So I bounce it on. You know, yeah, I'm going to take it. I don't care. We're going back to like kind of where you went with the yacht rock. I would say this is just more like psychedelic rock, but heavy, heavy on the organ, heavy, heavy on the summer in the city. It's Lovin' Spoonfill, Bill. And you can laugh. We can cry. We can say whatever we want. Exactly. But I will tell you this, Bill. Summer in the City, it might be one of the best summer songs of all time.
Hot Down.
Yeah, Hot Down, Summer in the City, back of my neck getting dirt and gritty. And just the feel of it, you feel the mugginess. You feel that like almost like up on top of like, no, we had never lived in the deep part of like the greater city of Boston, but like you feel those people like that had those kiddie pools on top of like a roof deck, putting their feet in because it's just so hot. And just like the organ sound to this, that doom, doo 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 doo. It's fun. It's fluid. You can't be in a bad mood. It's a perfect like early on when you have a buddy or two coming over, while expecting more people have that on. Just good vibes. Put smiles out. Just an incredible summer song. And if you actually sit down and listen to this, I guarantee it'll boost your mood. It's one of those songs because just that old like early 70s vibe of just like these probably stoners who are just baked sitting on a stoop in New York City. Right.
It almost has a little bit of the Black Betty, Bam Blam, like the rhythm to the drum of it that kind of gets you going. So it's a lot of fun. And that's a great pick out of you, which again, you're surprising me here. You could steal one. I have so many left.
I should have won the deal one. Let's be honest. I crushed that one, but nobody cared.
Yes.
Heroes. I'm probably going to get that again.
This is tough. There's a lot of good ones on my big board here that I'm toying with. Do I slow it down? Yeah, I think I'll slow it down here.
Slow jam.
Yeah, because, you know, ain't no mountain high enough, ain't no valley low. I remember singing this song.
You made a comment about, you know, the soundtrack, and now you're just cherry picking it.
You know what? I forgot it was on the soundtrack. Obviously it is, and it's in many of them. I more relate this to a movie with Remember the Titans than anything else.
Yes.
For a song. But in high school, I had a summer job with a bunch of kids, and we would basically... Our job was to move chairs and desks out of classrooms so they could do the floors. And then we'd move them back in. And we'd just go around the entire high school and do that. And we would be singing Ain't No Mountain High with me and like five other kids. And it was obviously during the summer because it was a summertime job.
Bad boys. Bad boys doing bad boy things.
It was also the first time, like, I learned to swim when I was 19, probably, a little older high school kid. And yeah, the last day of this summer job, on my senior year, they found out I couldn't swim. And they let us, like, go to the pool for the last day, and they, like, let us swim around. And our buddy Anthony, and I believe Kevin, and a couple of my buddies, the Eloys, threw me in the pool in the deep end.
You drowned.
No, I swam. It was one of those, sink or swim moments, and
literally,
yep. I was able to rise to the top, and by the end of the day, I was diving. But just a lot of fond memories of this song. And if you put this on at a barbecue, at a pool party, at the beach, no one's going to be upset. And I am mad that it is from the Guardian soundtrack, but I always forget. It's the end song, right?
Yeah, it's yeah. All right. We've taken here. So that's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. So this is my 8th. That was your 8th. I'm going to go. I'm going to go somewhere. Probably, maybe you might be going. I think I've picked my last few here out of my list. I'm going to go with Snoop Dogg, Gin and Juice.
Oh, there's so many good Snoop Dogg songs, but this is probably the best summertime one.
I just feel like this is that early 90s, again, kind of going where summertime came out. It's the gangster rap blended with just those vibes. Because, listen, laid back, chilling, sipping on gin and juice. And, you know, and I also heard that there was something about, what was it? there was like he broke a Guinness Book of World Records for the largest actual gin and juice cocktail, like recently. Like that was kind of happening. Snoop. And by the way, I'll be honest though, aside, like the song is a jam, gives you again, paints the picture of the whole entire like vibe that we have with summer. And just like that, again, like inner city, chilling out. We both lived in that type of like kind of hot. You have the AC unit in, you're blocking off an area of your house. That song's playing. I love that. A sheet. Somehow a sheet was going to keep all that cold air in.
Everybody got their cup, but they ain't chipped in. Which is one of our more famous stories from our friend group. Do you remember this, the Mike Shea story?
Oh, yes. Oh, please. I know anytime it has to do with I'm not going to say full name. You already did, but that guy, come on.
Okay, so this is one of the best stories you'll ever hear because we all have that cheap friend. I believe Rich is known. Rich Keefe is known as being frugal, yeah. Right? At least by Davey standards.
I was going to say, I know I am, but not like this.
No. So you're teenage, later, early 20s, not 21 yet. So you have other people buy you alcohol. So a buddy of ours split a handle of Captain Morgan's with another buddy of ours. We're having a party. Me and Rossi are trying to defend our tag team championships. Party gets broken up by a rogue uncle.
Yep. And rogue uncle's always going to get you.
Takes everybody out. And this kid approaches one of our best friends and goes, hey, can we split up the candle of Captain Morgan's, and breaks out a measuring cup.
Unbelievable. One of the most ridiculous things I've ever seen.
Like, it was crazy.
Bill, I now like being cautious of like weight and food intake. Like I weigh just about everything I put in this body, good, bad, or in between. But when at that age, I've never seen a measuring cup used by anybody our age. And we're probably, like you said, probably like, we're probably around like 23, 24, the oldest at that time. Like, you gotta be kidding me. And he's younger than it seems like 21.
Yes. He also famously at a Bennigan's dinner where there was like 30 of us, he didn't pay, but thought the tip was too much. So he took money back.
It's one of the most infuriating. That's when I found out about Shay and the bill. The dude literally did not pay. Took money back, said, we should not leave this much of a tip. Saw him take a $10 bill, spoke to his girlfriend at the time, no longer his girlfriend, maybe with somebody else now. But the point being, when I watched this happen, I probably went to you because I needed to, like, relate. I needed somebody to know what I witnessed, and I couldn't call him out because it was way too uncomfortable. The whole situation this day gives me, like, douche chills. Who takes money back from someone who worked to feed us? I don't care if they just brought plates. They still worked. They dealt with like a bunch of 18 to 22 year old malcontents. And you're taking money back and you didn't even put a dollar in. This guy made money. Bill, he worked an hour shift at like Walgreens somehow by going out with his friends, stole money.
And everybody gets on me because I will be the guy when we go out to dinner who puts too much money in.
Yeah.
But it's PTSD from him. Shaying all of the bills at Fire and Ice for all of our birthdays from like 15 to like 20, where we would go there and he would eat and leave before the bill came.
He did it several times that I was there, and I wasn't even there for all of them. And Bill is definitely that guy. I remember at my bachelor party where the picture still looks like it was your bachelor party. you like threw down like $800. I just throw this. I'm like, what are you doing? But that, honestly, I think
I'm used to my friends not paying. So.
But it's easier for them to be like, no, Bill, only give us 100 by saying, here's 800, than saying, here's $10. And then be like, you owe more.
Yeah. Well, now we got Venmo. And we'll get back to the list here. And is it my turn?
Yeah, I took gin and juice.
Oh, yeah.
Right. So you're in the ninth pick. So you have 9, 10, 11, 3 each left.
All right. So this one I remember fondly as well. I was a little pizza chef back in the day at Scup's in Malden. I would toss the pizza. I would make it the sub. I made the dough. And I'll tell you, it's a lot more involved process than you would think. But I'll tell you what. Tell me, baby girl, because I need to know by Mark Anthony. Yes. My boss had the CD single and would always play it, and he would sing it to me. And it was a fond, fond memory. And I'll tell you what, Mark Anthony, one of J-Lo's 5 engagements?
Sure.
6, maybe? I don't know. Is she Thanos yet? She's collecting the rocks like nobody's business. And she's back with – you see that photo?
Smoocherelle. Little, yeah. PTSD or whatever it's called, PDA.
Yeah, Ben and Jay forever. As far as I'm concerned, that's the best celebrity couple of all time.
But I feel really bad for A-Rod. Like, this is really sad.
You know what? I love A-Rod, heel of all heels. This is what he needs. This is what he needs to get back on top of the mountain again.
Wait till you see the hot tub pictures you're going to be coming up from that guy this summer. Oh, yeah. You know he's going to just start slaying.
Absolute stud anyways. But also is
that again.
Mark Anthony is as well. And there's just something about this and the instruments in this, you know, tell me baby girl because I need to know. Kind of relatable, not for me, but maybe for somebody who's actually like pulling girls. But I think it's a great summertime song. I hear this, I think summer instantly.
No, it's a great call, Bill. Another one, another kind of, it feels like it's like a night song too. Of the summer. Good one there. Mark Anthony, you know, he knows we're down since day one-ish. Now, Bill, I will pull one of the worst lyrical songs of all time. Kicks off with the very famous lyrics of "I was lying on grass a Sunday morning of last week, indulging in my self-defeat." Later goes with such great lyrics like "Now the funny glare to pay a gleaming tear and staring under heat."
Burger pimp.
Under usual. What?
It's Burger Pimp.
What's Burger Pimp?
The guy who wrote those lyrics. You're talking about Len, right?
Len, oh yes, sorry, I forgot of the such great lyrical genius of whatever, Burger Pimp.
Burger Pimp. Yes.
Len, Steal My Sunshine, the brother-sister duo that kind of played off like boyfriend-girlfriend, which is very strange. It was like the anti-White Stripes. But dude, I'm telling you right now, this song absolutely blows unless it's about 85 plus degrees out and you're just dripping sweat.
It's a great song. I actually considered putting this on my big board as well. But I feel like it's more of a one-hit wonder thing. But also LFO is in that same category as well, even though I think they had another hit. But it's that same type of category. I love this song. I listen to it every time. The one of our friends, Josh London, told me that the lead rapper's name was Burger Pimp. And I always carry that fact with me.
Burger Pimp. My Lord. Okay. Good on Burger Pimp. If he's available, maybe we can get him on the show. But that'll be my ninth selection. So, Bill, your 10th.
My 10th is going to be, it's going to be my song of the summer. I don't care if it's your song of the summer. It has just surpassed Dua Lipa on my on repeat for the most played song for me recently. And it is Olivia Rodrigo, Good For You.
I hate you. You know this, right? Like, with a passion. Because literally brought this girl up 3 weeks ago. And you're like,
I know.
And since then, you're like, oh, dude, I'm listening to that Olivia Rodrigo. I'm like, this girl's killing it. This girl's smashing it.
It's the classic, like, husband-wife scenario where you recommend something to somebody so many times and then somebody else recommends it. And you're like, oh, wait a minute. Did you hear about this girl, Olivia Rodrigo?
No, that's been in play for years. Like, Bill, check this out. Hey, what about this? Oh, dude, did you watch that match the other day? No. Hey, did you watch that match? No. You'll tell me, hey, did you see that match? I was listening to Jabberknocker. They were like, great. I'm like, burn in hell. Burn in hell. Two things. One, song's a jam. Don't feel it's a summer song per se, but I'm not going to hate on the pick. This is like the most, maybe going to go down as one of the most iconic breakup, like, songs of all time one day, but it is an absolute smash. And I'm so surprised that you didn't take Dua Lipa just in general. I know you still got one more.
I have one more pick.
I know, but just I thought Levitating was literally going to be like either one or two for it because it just feels like a great summer too. But Olivia Rodrigo is that chick right now.
Really is, and we have a wedding coming up soon, I believe in a little over a month. Yep. And I will be that girl at the DJ booth and probably be so drunk I'm requesting it at the actual bar, thinking it's the DJ booth, requesting the song because I plan to thrash dance like it's a friggin' used concert in the middle of the dance floor.
You better roll up your pants. I better see like...
Oh,
like,
dude, I'm wearing my knee braces to this wedding. I'm not even kidding. Yeah.
I'm telling you right now, there's going to be – this will be the first time like the great portion of our group will be together since pre-COVID. Mm-hmm. We're going to go buck wild at that wedding.
Yeah, we usually do. We always say we can have a good time at a parking lot, and this is going to be at a wedding, so look out.
Especially like no, we all haven't collectively – you've been to little separate things with people, ours, things. But like everybody, like basically like 50 of our friends all together. It's going to be insane.
It'll be wild.
It really is. I'm glad you're still invited. You never know. I didn't mention it. For me, Bill, going to hit right on the nose, don't care. Smile, face to face, nothing makes you just absolutely gleam ear to ear like Katrina and the Waves walking on sunshine.
Oh, this is going to be one of mine.
This, I was scared you were going to take this earlier. So I feel confident in saving my, I think, the best summer song of all time for my last song. But this, Katrina and the Waves, man, this song, it just a power rock ballad. The female voice, that horn section, that this song has it all. Just smiling ear to ear, another grinning, another perfect. Get in the car. Hey, I'm going, like, hey, Bill, I'll come pick you up in 20. I'll be there. You get in the car. The song's already in second verse. We're kicking off the day right.
Yep, and it's got a couple of good iconic uses in pop culture, maybe just for me specifically because I grew up on the Look Who's Talking movie.
Because I was going to say, that's what always reminds me of it.
It really does. That, and I think also after one of the Super Bowls, Julian Edelman released a video with this song as well, which I kind of remember as also. But so I'm in a bit of a pickle here because I think
Can I break down the opening lyrics of the song very quickly before you take your final pick? I used to think maybe you loved me. Now, baby, I'm sure. And I can't wait till the day when you knock on my door. Remember that when people just like go to people's houses without texting them? It says, now every time I go for the mailbox, got to hold myself down because I just can't wait till you write me. You're coming around. Bill, this is like the most 80s lyrics ever. Talking about going to people's door. There was no phone call. Never like I'm waiting for the phone to ring. There's literally... by mail, or are you literally traveling to my home bar, probably by taking a bus?
I mean, people had phones in the 80s, though.
No, I know they did, but she didn't even mention it. She's not even talking about the technology. There's no dial-up. There was no nothing. People are knocking on her door, Bill, or they're penning her a letter saying, hey, baby, I can't wait to do that sweet, sweet Batman on Catwoman stuff. Send.
2 days all right. So do I go with my chalk here? I think I feel like I need to save Levitating for like an all-time playlist at this point.
No, there's no saving. There's no save. You can put it on every playlist.
I try not to do too many repeats.
Okay. All right. Well, you do you, Bill.
I'm doing me here. It's between a couple. Should we do our honorable mentions?
Sure.
All right. So I'll just rifle them off. Obviously, Dreams by Fleetwood Mac. Great song.
I'm scared that you're going to save my pick in your honorable mentions. Nah, just do it.
I don't think so. If you do, be like,
I'll no sell it.
I'm Yours, Jason Mraz. Good one. Let's Get Loud, J-Lo. Aforementioned J-Lo. I'm going to say Dua Lipa, Levitating. I'm not going to go with it because I feel like it's not a summertime song. I feel like it's an anytime song, one of the greatest songs ever written, including DaBaby's verse. And it would definitely be the DaBaby version. Stir Fry Migos, love that beat. Yeah. Welcome to Atlanta, the remix with Diddy, Snoop Dogg, Jermaine Dupri, obviously. Chunky by Bruno Mars. Because that's just how I like it.
I don't know why, but I had it earlier.
Shanice, I Love Your Smile. Love that song. Feel like it's a pretty good summertime song. My Bruce song, Everybody's Got a Hungry Heart. Love that song as well. And then I'll save it while you go through yours.
I really don't have much. I thought I had much more listed than I must have been. I did a lot of self-deleting because I thought we were doing this podcast 12 hours ago. Ice Cube, Today Was a Good Day.
Oh.
Like almost maybe should have made it, but didn't.
Had just it on. Waking up in the morning, gotta thank God.
It's dude, the song's awesome, and it literally depicts a summer day. Even messed around and hit a triple-double. I don't know how one hits a triple-double, but he did. He's like Russell Westbrook. Beach Boys, Kokomo. I think it's been on almost all my list, but dude, there's nothing. There's nothing that gives me the vibes like Beach Boys. Literally, the name of the band is the Beach Boys. We could have went through their whole discography if you want.
Oh, it's all summertime songs. All of it.
I had Afternoon Delight in here. Again, more obviously reminds a lot of people of Anchorman at this point, but does give me that vibe.
It reminds me of Arrested Development and one of the greatest episodes of all time.
I totally forgot about that. That's a good pull. But those are the ones that I had that did not make my list. So I didn't have as many as I thought.
All right. So I have a few to choose from here. It's coming down to the wire. But I think I can go Over the Rainbow by Israel. Yeah, that guy. Because I feel like it's a nice way to cap a summer's day. It's just like the ukulele. It's a lot of people's weddings, like a walkaway song. May have even been mine. I don't even remember.
It was not.
But it might have been the walk-up song. Who knows?
It was not.
Okay. But I feel like the ukulele, it's just a nice way to go out on a summer night. I can play it on the piano, the original Somewhere Over the Rainbow, one of the few songs I can play on any instrument. But I feel like it's a nice way to end the summer's day.
Yeah, obviously kind of brings some, you know, we talk about Frank Sisai here a lot. I remember when I did like a whole tribute. You were a part of it. There was a lot. It was like 50 people on it. We did people talk about it. I ended the whole thing, I think, to that song. And so it also hits tons of emotions in general because it is a very emotional song. This artist actually passed before the song became a hit. But yeah, it is just there. That might be like the, like you have your ending playlist of stuff and you just hit that at the end and everyone like, oh man, I'm going to hit the road. Just hit play that slow, somber. Lemon, like a lemon drop.
Yeah.
Right above the chimney tops, that's where. I want to ukulele right now.
It's this and the incredibly slow Walking Away song from The Incredible Hulk. It is a good capper.
And also Mankind's 1996 walkout entrance.
It's true. Was this the end of Scrubs or just a Scrubs episode?
A Scrub episode, not okay. The final episode. It was actually like, I think like season 7 too. It wasn't towards the very, very end. But again, another iconic scene there where they're all like the windows, you see them all in the different spots. So for me to end this, I'm going to try to lift it. I feel like we, you know, great song, don't get me wrong, we kind of brought it down.
But I ended it on a downer, yeah.
But no, we're going to lift it up because I'm kicking it. I don't care if it's the end of place, you put this anywhere. This was the most dominant time in the history of music, in one's opinion. It was the rise of Mungo Mania, Bill. It is Mungo Jerry in the summertime. Everybody.
In the summertime.
In the middle is fine. Like, literally, I don't know. I haven't seen the rest of The Office, but if I don't get Andy singing this song, it's a huge mess.
Isn't this in Lost, if I'm not mistaken?
No, you're thinking of the made-up band there that they had. Oh, crap.
Geronimo Jackson.
Geronimo Jackson.
Good. Yeah, that's not getting by me.
No, that, I mean, you know, it's funny because Geronimo Jackson had that, like, big poofy hair. Like, Mungo Jerry, what an interesting looking cat, first of all. But, like, this song kicks ass. He had a couple of hits that nobody knows about. Me and Matt, too, friend of the pod, only when I send it to him and tell him to listen, which I'll do here. We went through a whole run when we used to, you know, sit next to each other at the radio station. And, like, he had a song called, like, something about Nadine and, like, Lady in Red. But this song here, smash. This was, like, the number one selling song for years. Because back then you had to buy, like, 8-tracks or records, solos. Like, they didn't print a lot of them. And this thing crushed. It is an absolute smash. You cannot have any summer playlist without this being somewhere involved. I know it because I originally, by the way, you can tell a lot of my songs have the word summer in there because I originally.
That's fine. Yeah.
I thought that's what we're going for, but they're like, who cares? But this song kicks ass. That's it. Mungo Jerry, Mungo Mania is going to run wild after people read this, see this. We'll put the Spotify playlist out because Mungo Mania is back in 2021.
Here comes Mungo, which is one of the greatest wrestling things of all time.
Thinking of Mungo, by the way, the actual.
But yeah. I think we did a hell of a job. I think you might actually compete in your first playlist battle of all time.
I'll lose. But really quickly, let's run down them each. I will go first. Alice Cooper, School's Out, Beatles, Here Comes the Sun, Olivia Newton-John, John Travolta, Summer Nights, DJ Jazzy Jeff and the Fresh Prince, Summertime, the B-52s, Rock Lobster, Sublime, Doing Time-Summertime, and Live It's Easy, Love It Spoonful, Summer in the City, Snoop Dogg, Gin and Juice, Len, Steal My Sunshine, Katrina and the Waves, Walking on Sunshine, Mungo Jerry, In the Summertime.
All right. So I had Tupac, I Get Around, Young MC, Bust a Move, Summertime Magic, Childish Gambino, Brome by the B-52s, The Looking Glass, Brandy, Sweat, a la 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 long long li long long long, by the Inner Circle, Miley Cyrus's Party in the USA, Marvin Gaye and Tammy Terrell, Ain't No Mountain High Enough, and then Mark Anthony, I Need to Know, and Olivia Rodrigo, Good for You, which I'm going to play that song until I hate it, which will never happen, so I'm going to play it forever. And then Over the Rainbow by Israel Kamakawa.
Also, I forgot one other honorable mention. I just saw Beck Girl. That's a great jam.
A lot of Beck songs have that feel.
Both, you can vote on this at Pop Culture PD. By the time you hear this, a poll might be attached to it, maybe a day. But appreciate you listening. Make sure you leave that 5-star review. But here we go. Basically, the part of the show, we just dump everything that's in our old craniums. Bill, for me, what I'm watching right now, I'm watching Sweet Tooth. First of all, we know.
Really?
Yeah. So you'll laugh at this, maybe. So my wife is picking through. We were watching some horrible horror movie on Netflix because I wanted to watch The New Conjuring, but we're going to wait to watch it with my sister. So I'm like, okay, we found some movie, absolutely pitiful. Like 30 minutes in, I'm like, that was a waste of time. We're out. And I don't usually do that. I can't remember what it is. If I do, I'll tweet it and just tell everyone not to do it. But I end up – so Courtney, my wife, is searching through all things, and she just sees the Sweet Tooth trailer and sees little babies that are like half animal, half babies. And she's like, this is the cutest thing I've ever seen. This is the cutest thing. Can we watch this? Can we watch this? I'm like, sure. First episode, dude, money. It is a fantastic looking
What's
show.
That on?
It's on Netflix.
Okay.
So what I decided was, and then I saw that Dork like covered it this week too. So I'm like, okay, I can't listen too much of that, but I will listen because we got to give our respects. But I, Bill, was like, oh, finally a creative new thing. It's not a comic book. It's not all this and all that. Googled it, Wikipedia, DC comic. I go, you got to be kidding me. Everything's a freaking comic these days. Mm. But it's not really, like, if you watch it, it's like a post-apocalyptic world. And like, there's these things called the hybrids and this whole breakout. Like, you're learning as the show develops, like what happened. But very strong show. Very interesting. My wife watched like 3 episodes last night when I went to sleep, which is a very rare situation. Usually it's the other way around after a post-Raw, but she was like up to like 12:30 watching Sweet Tooth. So I guess I have to catch up, but it is very much worth your time.
All right. So for me, I haven't really been watching anything, but I need you to do something for me.
Name it.
I need you to watch Dave season 1.
I knew this was going to come up. So I seen this trailer, right? And every time I see it, I go, people talk about this show like it's the funniest, best show ever. So I'm going to do it, Bill. I'm going to do – when's the next season come out?
Soon-ish. But, like, I think it's released, like, episodically. It's not, like, a dump.
Yeah, it's a week to week. It's on FXX, I believe.
Yeah, so you have a chance to watch.
I can get this on Hulu. Usually Hulu has all the FX shows.
I believe they do. Okay. Also, your HBO password didn't work.
I got it. Capitalization was an issue, I think.
Okay. So I still need to watch Mayor of Easttown, but I need you to watch Dave. Because if not, I'm going to fight my way into another podcast to review season 2. Because season 1 was an utter delight. And I know that I talked about it a little bit when we were talking about something else. Maybe even Ted Lasso. It's different than Ted Lasso, but I'll tell you what. When you see a few of the episodes, the Gator episode, if that doesn't bring you to absolute tears, his like flashback of being like crazy, it's just such a beautiful. Like, I would call it a beautiful show because it does so many different things with your emotions throughout it. It's funny, it's sweet, it's heartwarming, a little dirty, a little weird. All of the relationships are great, and you care about every single character on the show. It's one of the more endearing shows you'll ever watch.
Okay. All right. I'm going to – you know what? For you,
and
Bill,
Courtney, and Courtney would love it. Love it.
We'll have to sell her on it because when she sees something that potentially looks like a comedy, she's not usually in. It's just a weird thing with her taste, but we'll get her. I'll get her. We'll get through Sweet.
See, this is what I need, though. I need to go over your house and sell her on it because I used to be able to do that.
You can come on over. We can do a podcast in person again. I'll make you dinner too. But yeah, I think that because when I see the trailer, I giggle, Bill. I giggle when I see the season 2 trailer. So maybe
I'm telling you, season 1
is a half hour show.
It's probably 42 minutes, I believe. I think it was an hour long, but it was. It doesn't feel like it. It feels like a 22-minute show.
All right. I'll squeeze it into my 50 hours of wrestling that I'm regretting at this point. Yeah, I'll check that out. There was something I was going to say about music, but now I can't remember, Bill. But yeah, I think it was something about Billie Eilish. Doesn't matter. She's around. She's alive. She's doing well. This week in
the Shared Gooniverse.
Can I do it? Can I do it? I believe I can do it. I think that Dork, I know Dork did Sweet Tooth. Also, happy 40th, Davey Eyeballs. Yeah. I did a Photoshop for him. Probably one of my best Photoshops.
Were you the 40-year-old podcaster?
Yes.
I knew it. Because when I saw Keith post, I was like, that's got to be Bill.
His head from the Photoshop that I had from before was perfect. So it just fit, like, incidentally, beautifully. It's like he posed for the photo.
Yeah, and for the King of Ginger Ale for winning also that Mario Kart
tournament. Oh, just dumb.
It's Donkey Kong, too. It's one of the heavier players in the game.
dominant, absolutely domination. And it was for the people watching, they were just seeing straight ahead road, like just clear sailing.
There was one time I got him with a banana, and I think that might have been one of the only times he was in like last place for even a moment.
I hit him with a blue shell by accident because I figured Pete would have been in first by the time I hit him, but it was the one time Pete wasn't in first. They did Sweet Tooth. I listened to the Top and Tails because I actually now I did want to watch Sweet Tooth anyways. Our guys from Change My Mind did One Word Movie Drafts.
Honestly,
I loved it.
Fantastic.
It was one of the better podcasts.
It literally was like I've said their Home Alone 1 versus Home Alone 2 is still the
phenomenal.
It's my favorite one. I've gone back to like listen to portions because I still think Fryer's so like their personalities are so different and can either be like, jarring to listen to or it could be like amazing. And I feel like Wes doesn't argue his points till he really gets pissed off. Like yes. He'll casually be like, well, this is a really good thing or that's a really good thing. Then he gets angry and then yes. He's fighting. And I think it's like, what a character that is. And
yeah, the Cape Cod in him comes out.
Yeah, it's unbelievable. It's literally like, Fry will be like tooling about one thing. Like, oh, you gotta be, this is why. And I'm like, man, he's winning this argument just by being that guy. And then yep. Wes slowly creeps in and just like he's like the murderer in a movie. You never expect him. You think he's like the stoner.
He's cool, calm, collected, and then he gets in there and he's just wilding murder. Out.
Yeah.
They also called me a selfish lover, which made me laugh for about 45 minutes. I was right here in this very chair, working late last night, listening to them live, and I was dying laughing. So that's what they did. TLDR read books. Mac and Goo was the 1989 classic Aliens, but they also had,
it was.
They had Wes in to talk about it this time, though.
No,
from the Defunct Boxers podcast. Pineapple Boys are everywhere now. They're on all your podcasting apps, so check them out. We'll be doing episodes
on iTunes for them. Subscribe on iTunes, leave a 5-star review. If they get about like, if you really got to push that, because if you get about 50 quick, you'll be like top ranking in a category.
Tell all me. Right. We'll do that.
We have one chance to make a first impression. So this next week, just push it out to everybody.
Yeah, one shot. Mom spaghetti all over your fucking chest. So we did that. We're doing episode 13. Did I miss any of the other podcasts? I don't think so. The Twitchers, they be twitching. Davey, who dominated Mario Kart, Shine Time, and Dr. Joe from the aforementioned Pineapple Boys. And I think that's it.
Happy all of our peoples here in the DSG. Please do support over on Facebook as part of the Dork Shared Gooniverse. Again, this podcast right here, the Pop Culture Pile Driver, if you leave a 5-star review between June 15th and July 15th, because sometimes it takes a day or two to process, anything that falls in that category, we're going to donate a combined $10 per review, 5-star review. So again, if you go on the one mission for Buzz Up, that's why if you see me on YouTube, I buzz my hair, took the beard off. I look somewhere either between a 12-year-old and like a 50-year-old. It's kind of weird. I feel like the Joker. Anywho, the point here being $10 goes directly there. And if you were to just donate $10, say we only get one, that pays for a parking pass for a family who's going in and out of cancer treatment for their child. If we raise $100, if we do 20 reviews, all these reviews, like if you do 10, like $100, that's like toys. That is like help dressing these hospital rooms that people are sitting in for months. It's such a horrible thing, but the One Mission does a great job. We're trying our best to raise it. Again, over with DraftKings, the likes for dollars raised $1,200. If we can even make a smidge of an impact close to that, it would be amazing. So 5-star reviews for the Pop Culture Pile Driver. We'll put a video up to promote it as well. But again, appreciate you guys. Do right in your life. Go vote on this summer song battle face-off schmoz. We'll put the playlist together. You guys can tell and just listen to a bunch of good music. Put yourself in a good state of mind. It is that time of year. World's back in order. Get yourself vaccinated. Kiss a friend. Billy's breaking his studio. Bill, while doing that, any final words for the fine folks?
Yeah, we got to get ourselves a live event. Maybe a B-team live event. Everybody's getting a live event now. So maybe CMC and PCP get a live event to raise funds for Frank Says Hi.
I got an idea. We'll talk about it. I like it. I like the B-team. That's actually a really like good employ. I bet you we could talk to the column. I bet you could out. Maybe we could do it because I know like Zach Ryder and his podcast, the toys podcast that they do.
Yeah, so, we're as big as that podcast. Screw that.
We're not even close, but I'm thinking maybe we could be a warm-up act. Give me like the 11 a.m. while people are filing in. You never know. We'll talk about it. We'll have some fun. We'll get it together. Appreciate you guys listening. The B team. That's you got me. Everyone, enjoy your week. We'll be back next time. Go follow us over on Twitter to do something nice for somebody else. And please do leave a 5-star review, $10 donated to the One Mission Buzz Off for Kids with Cancer. Frank Says Hi.